Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, April 13, 2017. This is Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, I conduct these weekly conference calls in which I will educate you about the law and your rights and answer your freedom questions. Any kind of freedom questions that you have, folks, I'll answer it for you free of charge. And why is that? Because Freedom Law School was started by me in 1996, over 20 years ago, to help the average American like you live free of oppressive taxation and control. You see, folks, I came from Iran, where we had no freedoms, no rights. The Shah of Iran, the king, was a dictator. He could have put you in prison, in jail, no notice to your family, torture, jail, execution, and nothing you could do about it. And so... In America, folks, we're supposed to have rights. In America, we're supposed to have a voice in this whole system. We're supposed to be able to do something about it. We're not just helpless creatures out there. So America was founded, folks, to be a free country for Americans like you and me. So Freedom Law School, folks, is a very unique source of education you find out there. I've been educating you about law and your rights and exposing the truth. The corruption within the U.S. government, folks, is so bad, it needs to be exposed. Because that's the only way we could do something about it and fix it and change it for the better. It's up to each of us to take part. I'm going to be discussing a topic tonight, and that topic is if you file and pay the taxes that you think you owe, like the chief federal tax court judge did, you might end up getting prosecuted for tax crimes like she did. And so if you're wondering what are your options, what can you do about this possibility to avoid it, we'll talk about that tonight. And then I'll be answering your personal freedom questions at the conclusion of the class. I want to invite you folks to go check out Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. You're going to find a lot of good information there. FreedomLawSchool.org will have a lot more detailed things. If you're interested, education there. Be sure to get on our email list so we educate you on a regular basis. Educational emails that you will not find anyplace else. You will receive in the mail an email, free freedom education package that you will not find anyplace else on the internet. So, after going to livefreenow.org, go to Facebook, become a fan of Freedom Law School, and stay in touch with us. And tell your friends, folks, about how you can live free. Now, let me tell you this. You should know where I'm coming from. I want you to live a free life like God gave it to you. God gave us all, right, to life, number one. You were born free. You were meant to be free as a human being. Two, you have a right to liberty, to be free, to pursue your happiness. You got to be consistent with laws of nature, which is do not violate others' rights, keep your agreements. Those are the fundamental rules of natural law when it comes to human behavior that are the foundation of human happiness. Otherwise, you have wars and, you know, people killing each other, hurting each other. So in America, because of our unique system, that's what we had. over 200 years ago. But things have changed. Now we have a system where every dollar that's in your pocket and my pocket is money that's made out of thin air by fraud by the big banks. The big banks like Chase, Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, they owned the New York Federal Reserve, which is the head of the Federal Reserve banking system, which is a system which allows the banks, especially the big ones, to make money out of thin air, to lend out to the government, the people, corporations, and they charge interest on the money that's made out of thin air by fraud. Is like practically legalized counterfeiting. I know it sounds incredible, but that is how it is. It's complete fraud. Money made out of thin air. Now, with that money that they charge interest from all of us, they suck the wealth of us in an invisible way. Okay? Slowly. You don't recognize it. You don't see it. They buy off the politicians. They buy the media. They buy the shares of the major corporations in America. And that way they become the slave masters of the American people, the banks. And the income tax system is a way to have this system work better for the banks, basically. To suck our wealth further, to enslave us. Because the government no longer works for us. It works for the big banks and their corporations because they are the ones that pay for the election and re-election advertising campaigns of politicians. When was the last time you donated any money to any politician's race? Running for Senate, Congress, State Assembly, President, County, you know, any at any level. You don't have the money. Most Americans don't have any money to give away to politicians to support to begin with, especially any sizable contributions. So the politicians end up working for the people that pay for the advertising campaigns, the big massive corporations. And that's what we're in a situation that we are. We have in America, folks, the best government money can buy, literally, because it's all bought up by money. There is no law requiring you and me, the average American, to file income tax. I'll talk about that tonight. But I'm going to provide you solutions, answers that work. And then after that, I'll be answering your questions. So let's go to the subject of the conference call tonight. Okay, I'm going to invite you folks to follow me along as I'm going to show stuff to you on internet. Now, by the way, we're going to be putting these conference calls on YouTube live very soon. Right now we're testing some of our systems a little bit to make that work. So let's see how that's going to work out, folks. We're going to practice doing this stuff, hopefully in a way that works for everybody, and get you the education you want in a live way, and you get to see me and you have a little interaction with me more that way. So what I want you to do is to go to your cell phone, personal computer, laptop, tablet, whatever you got. And go to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. Bring it up, livefreenow.org. Type it up. Now, when you go there, go under Educational Materials tab. You see in the top center of the page, you'll see that tab for Educational Materials. And go down to Eye-Opening Education. Go down to Eye-Opening Education, and you click on that. And that'll get you to this page that's headlined, How to Go to Jail by the IRS in 3 Easy Lessons. Okay. And I'm going to read it with you a little bit, what it says on this page. Dear American citizen, what kind of action gets you to do some time in jail for taxes? Here's how to go in jail for taxes in 3 easy lessons. And April 18th this year is your deadline. Just a few days away, here's your chance. How you do it is like this. First, 1, file a 1040 income tax confession form, misnamed and returned by the IRS. Two, pay what you think, what you believe, you owe on it, right? Now, step two is not necessary, but let's assume you want to do your fair share and do the right thing and pay it in full right there, along with the 1040 form. Okay? Number three. All you have to do now is wait for the IRS to pick on your 1040 income tax confession form and disagree with your confession. Disagree with some part of it. And then charge you with it criminally. That's it. It's very simple. Because the IRS always uses a 1040 income tax confession form against the people who follow those forms to put them in prison. They blow up that 1040 form big, on big screen. They blow up the part in the bottom that you signed, that just says you signed it under penalty of perjury, which means you signed under oath, like in the court of law, before a jury and a judge. And you declare that everything is true, correct, and complete on that form. Okay. They love that form because you literally put the rope around your neck when you fill it out. All you have to do is wait for the IRS to come and pick at your 1040 form. Now, you think that, well, I got a very good CPA, I have a very good accountant, bookkeeper, professional lawyer. He's so good at this stuff, he does my tax return beautifully, correctly. He will pass any audit, any challenge by the IRS. You know, if they audit me, if they take it to court even, take it to tax court judges, the tax court judge will be on my side because I'm a very good professional that knows how to handle this right. By the way, I forgot to tell you guys, this is Peyma Motahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, conducting this commerce call for you, this presentation. So, but let me tell you about folks. If your accountant and lawyer so smart, is he more knowledgeable than a federal judge, a federal tax judge? Because guess what? I'm going to show you in a minute how a federal tax court judge, United States tax court judge, in fact, the chief one, the head one, she and her husband, the IRS didn't like their 1040 tax returns, multiple ones of them. They don't like the stuff they put on there. They claim this and claim that on the form. And they came after him. And they charged them. And guess what? The judge had no defense. She had no defense, basically. She couldn't defend herself against the IRS. This is a judge. And she ended up having to, with her husband, plead guilty because she could not defend it. So if a tax court judge cannot defend herself against a 1040 income tax confession form, how can you do better than her? Think about it. Let's go click on this, folks. Let's go click on the link that says here, this is exactly what the IRS did to this former chief judge of the U.S. tax court, Judge Krupa, who got indicted for tax evasion. Tax evasion is felonies. By the way, unfortunately, the U.S. is one of the very few countries in the world that puts people in prison for tax crimes. Most countries in the world do not have that. If you owe taxes, they come and take your money with penalty, interest, take extra out of you. That's fine. But in America, no. One of the few countries in the world, this free country of ours, they want to put you in prison We don't have debtor's prison in America, supposedly. That if you owe somebody money, they cannot put you in jail because you owe somebody money. It's only money. Why go to jail over money, right? But not when it comes to government. Oh, no, no, no. Government is a whole different holy category. You know, it's like God, basically, on earth. You know, you can't cheat God on earth, government. If you cheat the government, the God on earth, you go to prison. Tax evasion. So that's a sad state of America, how our freedoms are really being eroded in a significant way. Let's read what this article says. This is from Forbes magazine, folks. Okay, a lot of you heard about that financial magazine. And it says, former U.S. tax court Judge Krupa indicted for tax evasion, conspiracy, and obstruction. How do you like that, folks? Not just tax evasion, but conspiracy. They added like you, her, and her husband they conspired against the government because of 1040 forms. And they obstructed the government. Oh, that's another crime because they filed 1040 forms. See, it's for multiple years. Let's see what it says. A former tax court judge, Ms. Diane L. Krupa, is alleged to have filed fraudulent tax returns while she was acting as a U.S. tax court judge. Well, you might say, well, what she filed was fraudulent. That's why she got in trouble, right? Well, we don't know that, do we? That's what the government claims she did. That's what the IRS says. That's what the government lawyers in the U.S. Department of Injustice say. But we don't know that. Of course, if they ever disagree with your 1040 form, 1040 confession form, guess what that is now? Your 1040 form is a fraudulent 1040 form. Be ready. If the government doesn't like a 1040 form, to them, it's a fraudulent one. Let's continue. She and her husband, Robert E. Fackler, are alleged to have conspired to evade over $400,000 in taxes. Ooh, that's a lot of money, you say, right? Well, it's a lot of money because the IRS, you know, when they disagree with the stuff you put on there, your taxes go up a lot. And they add penalties. And then some penalties build on top of other penalties. And they charge interest on the tax and the penalties. And this is done for multiple years. Typically, when the IRS comes after somebody, they come after them for about 4 to 6 years of doing the same thing. 3 years minimum. Could be 7 years or longer. So they want to show a pattern that you've done the same thing repeatedly. It was not accidents. And also the numbers add up. Again, this is the government's claim. It's not proof. You and I don't know if they're wrong or right. There has not been a jury trial of 12 American citizens to look at all this and say yes or no unanimously. Okay, this is just government's claim. But you see, that's what they do. They come at you like this, and they want to put you in a position of proving your innocence, even though by law in America, you're innocent until proven guilty in all criminal tax cases. Let's continue. Of course, the article reminds you what I just told you, that this is only an indictment and Judge Krupa and her husband deserve the benefit of the doubt. Okay, that's a good theory. Yeah. Okay, that they do deserve benefit of the doubt. However, still it is shocking and not good for the tax system as taxpayers everywhere are sitting down to do their returns. Okay, well... I'm not sure why they say it's not good for the tax system. You know what? Because it exposed the fact that, you know, even the judges, tax court judges, have trouble getting their tax returns right. The experts on the law, the person that actually judges everybody else's tax cases, they can't even get their taxes properly done. You know, IRS can always pick on that too. Yes, pay attention to those penalties, the perjury statements at the end of, at the end. That's what I said earlier, remember? The penalty perjury statement at the end of the 1040 form. Pay attention to what sometimes seem a slippery slope between personal and business too. Yes? And pay attention to what you and your spouse do in concert. Oh. I mean, after all, you and your spouse are married. You're supposed to become one in union forever till death do you part. You're supposed to do everything together in concert together, right? But no, when it comes to taxes, maybe you ought to separate from your spouse. Okay. That's maybe what you should do. Why? Because the IRS could come after you. That's what they're saying, aren't they? And they bring a very good point about slippery slope between personal and business. Well, that's a true statement. We're going to come, you know, that's a very key point. Because if you're trying to stop being a slave wage earner, which is everybody American's dream, every American wants to someday stop being a wage slave, working for hourly or salary thing, and do their own business of some kind. That's the American dream. Do their own thing. Well, you start small. You don't start a big with 100 employees or 10 employees. You start something small yourself. Maybe part-time before you even go full-time. You just might have one or two people helping you. Maybe your spouse. Right? And then you have all these business expenses. And sometimes, oftentimes, guess what? When you start your own business, you start working from your own house before you rent an office location and have telephone at your office, internet at your office. So what part of your expenses are for you personally? What are business? See, this is a slippery slope thing, because when you struggle to start your own thing, your own business, it's not so clear what's business, what's personal. So when you file a 1040 form, what you're doing, you are putting, as the article says, yourself at risk with that penalty of perjury clause. I've always said this, folks, and I'll say it again. The worst people to file 1040 income tax confession form are the self-employed, the small business owner, the professionals, the commission salesman, the entrepreneur, the guy who try to, on the side, just make a few hundred dollars extra, somehow bring it on extra, few hundred dollars extra a month into family budget that hopefully builds into a few thousand. And eventually become a full-time thing, hopefully. That's the guy that is at the most risk, because he doesn't have withholding from his pay, okay? And so, like the wage earners do. So he hasn't prepaid the taxes. He's struggling. Business expenses to get things going offer higher than you expect them to. Unexpected things come up. You run out of cash, you're short on cash. And who got time to keep all the records that the IRS wants? And who's got the money when he's struggling to pay all the taxes the IRS wants? Right? So it's a very tough situation when you sign the form and you don't have everything the way that IRS would like. And not only that, folks, think about this. Whatever tax return your professional have you sign, the IRS could say is wrong. The IRS can put their expert, the IRS employee, on the stand, witness stand, in the courtroom. They will tell the judge and the jury that your expert, your CPA, your lawyer, bookkeeper, accountant, is simply wrong. And you should have known that it was wrong. And you should have done it this way. Now, I'll tell you something, folks. I know that happens. One of my students, a former IRS special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division, Joseph Bannister, he told me that when he was with the IRS, one of the cases he did, this is exactly what happened. The IRS employee was there testifying. And then before that, the person's accountant testified. And Joe Bannister thought, well, the accountant's explanation, the way he did it, was actually not so bad. He had a reasonable explanation, actually. But guess what? The government lawyer asked the judge to tell the jury, and he did. Told the jury that the way that the IRS employee said the tax return should have been done was the only correct way. So with that instruction from the judge, the guy's goose was cooked. Sure enough, the jury convicted the poor man for tax crimes. So, yes, if you're a minimum wage earner, worked at McDonald's or Walmart, you know, single, withholding from your paycheck already, they don't even care if you don't file properly, because they'll probably overwithheld from your pay, even according to their own rules, because they got you forced into the slavery system. Wage slaves. But if you're trying to free yourself from the wage slavery system that we have today, folks, then it's going to be a different thing. They want to keep you down. Folks, let me tell you, today, the modern day slavery system is called wages and salaries. It's no different than it was 150 years ago in the South, or for thousands of years of humanity. Slaves got to make a basic meager living. That's the way it was done. And the masters didn't always mistreat the slaves like they portray out there. Oh, it's so. Back then, they were good masters, just like they were good employers. Okay? And they were bad masters, like they're bad employers. No different than today. A master, slave, employer is someone with more money, more authority, has a lot of control over you, because without them paying you or supporting you financially, you could be on the street hungry. Right? So it's really a freedom from a slavery system you're trying to do. And those freed slaves who are trying to do something on the side, build a business, or have built a business successfully, they got their business going. Those are the people that are at the most risk. So this is something that people don't understand, how problematic it is, and who is it problematic for. Now, let's read a little bit more from this article. Okay. So where we leave off. Okay, it may be not be common for a conspiracy to be between the one person and his or her spouse, but that is the allegations here. Yep, they allege that here. Your spouse is part of it. And they do that because they want to pressure one spouse to plead guilty for the other one. And this way, the government's going to get a guilty plea from somebody, because oftentimes one spouse will plead guilty, so the other one goes free. That's just the way they use the system. Okay. And what else did it say? Each is alleged to have conspired with the other to evade assessment of taxes, and each is charged with conspiracy, tax evasion, making and subscribing false tax returns, and obstruction of IRS audit. Look at that, folks. Tax evasion is one charge. Conspiracy is another charge. Making and subscribing or signing a false tax return is another charge. And then, oh my gosh. If you do not fully cooperate with the IRS, they want you to cooperate in the audit. That's obstruction of an IRS audit. How do you like that? Like you have to cooperate with the IRS to hang you. If you don't, that's a charge by itself. Talk about total slavery of American people. The government, the IRS has become a slave master. Okay. Let's continue. Okay. Let's go down beyond this picture stuff, the recommended by Forbes stuff. Jump over a little bit. Let's see what the indictment says. According to indictment and documents filed in court between 2004 and 2012. Let's see, that's how many years is that? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 9 years. 9 years, folks. Okay. Miss Krupa and Mr. Fechler conspired to evade the tax obligations. Okay. Ms. Krupa was appointed to U.S. tax court in June 13, 2003 for a term of 15 years, but she retired on June 16, 2014. During the same period, Mr. Fechler was a self-employed lobbyist and political consultant. Okay, see, that's some business on the side. They're trying to get out of wage slavery, even being a judge. Okay, a judge is still a wage slave, just better well-paid wage slave. No, but so the husband was trying to do something else on the side, a business. He owned and operated a business called Grassroots Consulting. From 2004 to 2013, Krupa and Fechler owned the house in Minnesota from 2007 to 2013. They also leased a second residence in Maryland. According to the indictment and documents filed in court, as part of the conspiracy part, folks, conspiracy to defraud the United States. And by the way, that's what that is. When you do things in a way to not to pay the government their money, that they think you owe, that's conspiracy. So hiding your money, evading is one thing. They call the same thing a conspiracy, a double charge, for essentially doing the same thing. These are all felonies, folks, serious crimes, not misdemeanors, not 1 year or less prison terms. These are 3 to 5 years prison sentence for each charge for each tax year. Think about that number, folks. 3 to 5 years of prison for each charge for each of the 9 tax years. We'll come back to that math in just a few minutes. So as Grassroots Consulting, according to the indictment and documents filed in the court, as part of the conspiracy to defraud the United States, Ms. Krupa and Mr. Fechler fraudulently claimed personal expenses. See, they claimed the expenses they claimed was fraudulent. See, you put the burden of proof on yourself. You're guilty until proven innocent because you claimed those personal business expenses under oath. And until you can prove that what you said was 100% documented, guess what? What you said is fraud. Like they say here, they fraudulently claim personal expenses as Grassroots Consulting business deductions. The allegations go on that they fraudulently, so they always use that word fraudulently, claim personal expenses as deductible business expenses, including these. Real and utilities. Rent and utilities for the Maryland house, and utilities, upkeep, and renovation expenses of the Minnesota house. And there's more of this stuff. All this, upkeep, renovation. See, anything that you have, that you claim, they're gonna say it's all fraudulent. Any kind of business expense, the list here, they say it's all fraudulent. Okay. So they claim they're paying Pilates classes and spa and, you know, massage fees, jewelry and personal clothing, you know, club fees, Chinese language tutoring, you know, music lessons, personal computers, expenses for various vacations to Alaska, other places. Well, they claim those things were fraudulent, but we don't know that. We don't know that. But the problem is the judge claimed these on the 1040 form. So by claiming them, she has to prove her innocence now. See, those, so the more complex of a tax return you got, the more expense and deductions and credits and amortization you got, the more credits and all those other fancy schmancy schedules that you got, the more you're at risk. So let's go to the next paragraph. According to the indictment and documents filed in court, Krupa and Fackless made a series of other false claims on the tax returns too. Wow. It keeps going, folks. It keeps giving. These tax returns keep giving. There's more. We're not done. They are alleged to have failed to report approximately $44,520 that Ms. Krupa received from a 2010 land sale in South Dakota. Prosecutors also say that the defendants falsely claimed financial insolvency to avoid paying tax on $33,000 on cancellation of indebtedness income. I guess they try to go use a bankruptcy court to go bankrupt. And they said they had no money. You know, they didn't have to go bankrupt. And the government says, no, you are not bankrupt. You know, you actually had money to pay your debts. Well, again, we don't know that, do we? Now, let's continue because the next paragraph gets interesting also. You may be wondering how the obstruction charge came about. According to the indictment and documents filed in court in 2006, Krupa and Mr. Fackler concealed documents from their tax preparer and from the IRS tax compliance officer during an audit. You see, folks, when you file a 1040 form, you're promising. You open up your life, your whole personal and business and financial life to the government completely. Your accountant is the IRS spy, basically, because whatever he has, the government will get from your accountant. See, that's what happened here. The government expects to get the stuff from an accountant, and accountant says, I don't have it. The government says, oh, they are so secretive. They kept it from their accountant even, from our spy. And, of course, you have to give them to an audit. The IRS examines you, checks you out. They want you to give it to them information there. If you don't, oh, that's conspiracy. Yeah. Conspiracy, boy, what a word they just throw out there, people, right? So, and during a second audit in 2012, Krupa and Fackler caused misleading documents to be delivered to an IRS employee in order to convince the IRS employee that certain personal expenses were actually business expenses of Grassroots Consulting. According to the indictment and the document filed in court between 2004 and 2012, Krupa and Fackler purposely understated their taxable income by approximately $1 million and purposefully understated the amount of tax they owed to by at least $400,000. So they claim. All his claims are there. I mean, they claim that these expenses they had was really business expense, and they say it wasn't. It was personal. Okay, now, here's the thing, folks, about this article, okay? You know what happened to this judge? I'll tell you what happened to this judge. The case is still going on. I'm going to open up a new tab on your computer, okay? New tab, and I want you to type this word, okay? We know the judge's name, okay? Judge Krupa. K-R-O-U-P-A. Put sentence. Okay, ready? Sentenced. And do a little search on it. I like DuckDuckGo.com, not Google, because Google is a censor of the internet for politically incorrect stuff. They started to do that. They hired 10,000 people. So I try to avoid Google as much as I can these days. So DuckDuckGo.com is one search engine that doesn't do that spying on you and censoring for you. So you see on here, all these articles come up about Judge Krupa. Okay. And let's go to the fourth one, Forbes article again. Okay. Right click on that and open a new tab. And the article comes up about Judge Krupa. Okay. So let's go see what the article says. Okay. Okay, here we go. We're going to get there in just a few seconds. Okay. And here it is. Judge Krupa sentenced. Okay. Here it is. This is April 13, 2016. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I did it wrong. Let's go put on it. Plead guilty. She pled guilty. That's what I got to give you guys. So Judge Krupa put on there. Pled guilty. P-L-E-A-D. Guilty. G-U-I-L-T-Y. Let's put that on there. And let's look at that. Okay. Now we got articles on this issue. Judge pleading guilty. Okay. And let's go to the first one. The first one is from U.S. Department of Justice. Okay. That's the government lawyers. It's their website. Okay. Here it is, folks. This is official. Form immediate release. October. See the date on the top right? Okay. And Friday, October 31, 2016. Okay, there it is. Former United States tax court judge pleads guilty to conspiring to defraud the IRS of $450,000 in taxes. What happened? What happened is the judge could not defend herself, nor her husband. She did not have any way that she felt comfortable and confident that she could win. So the best thing she felt she could do and her husband was plead guilty and make a deal with the government. That's the best. In her experienced judgment as a judge, an attached court judge, she thought she could do what she should do. Why? Why could an experienced lawyer, tax court judge, defend herself? Folks, because you put the burden of proof on yourself. You say, I'm guilty, I'm to prove an innocence. And all your ducks not in a row perfectly, or you don't want to take a chance, you don't want to risk it, guess what? You're looking to go to prison. So here it is. This is October 21st, 2016. Here we are, April of 2017. She has not been sentenced yet. But let me tell you what goes on here. Okay, you can read about this article, folks, more if you want to. Well, that means, folks, as I mentioned, the charges she can be after for 9 years. 9 years. Count nine. Nine finger. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Year 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they charge her with what stuff? They charge her and her husband with tax evasion, conspiracy. Let's see, tax evasion, conspiracy, and obstruction of IRS audit, and making a false return, making a false material statement on return. Four different charges for each return. Each of those charges has, you can go to jail 3 to 5 years. Some of them up to 3 years of prison sentence. Some of them up to 5 years of prison sentence. Let's say they're average 4 years of prison sentence each. four Chargers, right? Four, you know, in each year. That he can go 4 years in jail. That's 16 years. The judge can go up to prison 16 years for every year that they charge her with all this stuff, with all these tax crimes. 16 years, 1-6. Now multiply that by 9 years that she was charged with, Judge Cooper. 9 years times 16. With 9 times 16, it's 144 years. I'm not kidding you. The judge can go well over 100 years in prison. I mean, that is a guaranteed life sentence, potentially, she can get. And you know what? The judges are free to impose that. It used to be that the sentencing guidelines were mandatory in a judge. There was only certain guidelines the judges had to follow. They had to. This guy had to get more jail sentence. This guy had to get less. But now it's out the window. The federal judge in this case could give this tax girl, Judge Krupa, 120 years. 140 years if they wanted to. Maximum. And they do that sometimes. Sherry Jackson, the former IRS agent, patriot, okay, who didn't file pay income tax. She didn't file pay income tax, okay, for several years. And all she got for 4 years, I think it was, and she got only 4 years maximum for jail sentence. She got that because she fought. She fought the judge all the way through. But at the most, she looked at 4 years. But for filing 1040 forms, this tax court judge is looking at about 140 years in prison. That's a life sentence, folks. That's a death sentence. Life, death sentence. You're going to go in prison and die in prison the rest of your life because you filled out these 1040 income tax forms that you believed you are required by law to file. And you believed that you had to give up your Fifth Amendment right to be silent. The right to be silent, the right to say nothing, which murderers have it, criminals have it. O.J. Simpson at his murder trial had it. But you, as an American, for taxes, you have to give it up. And you give it up, and you face over 100 years death sentence. Die in prison. Is that the risk you want to take? Well, like I said, if you're working at McDonald's, Walmart, making, you know, $8-$10 an hour, you know, maybe you don't have a house, maybe, you know, single or married, or it's a very simple situation, withholding from your paycheck, I can see that in your case. You may want to follow that 1040 form, even though there's no law. They stole the money from you. And you try to get every little bit of it back, which you need, you absolutely need to make a better life for yourself. I understand that situation. But if you make a little bit more, especially if you're a professional, commission salesman, real estate agent, insurance salesman, someone, a part-time entrepreneur, you know, so, you know, computers, some little business you're trying to get on the side going or got it going. Heaven forbid, he actually made it through the first 2 years of a business and have a growing, successful business. Yeah, maybe even a few people working for you. Heaven forbid. Oh, my gosh. Your 1040 confession forms gets more complex and you're more at risk. So the fact of the matter is, you don't have to put that burden on yourself. There is no law that requires the average American like you and me by April 15th or by April 18th this year to file a 1040 income tax confession form. And let's go check that out. Let's go to Fear of Loss to the website again. Okay, go to the top of the page and go to education materials. to the income tax reward. Okay, go down to income tax reward. Okay, and let's click on the income tax reward. And you'll see Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. I've had this reward for since 1999, 18 years now. Since Joe Barrister, my student, former IRS special agent, came out to expose the income tax fraud. And by the way, the proposals in here are basically the same things that Joe Barrister exposes in his report on income tax fraud by the government. First one is, show what statute written by Congress of the United States that requires Americans to file an income tax confession return and pay income tax. And two, show how Americans can file an income tax confession or return without giving up the Fifth Amendment right to not give any information to the government that may be used to prosecute them. You see, Judge Krupa, there was no law requiring her to file income tax. And she shouldn't have given up her right to be silent for the government to use it against her. But you see, so you might be asking, and the third one is about the 16th Amendment not being ratified, the income tax amendment. Although it is true, some people correctly point out the 16th Amendment did not really give the Congress any new taxing power anyhow. That's true. But you see, Judge Krupa, in my opinion, she got what she deserved. Because the income tax law exists, not because of Congress. The income tax exists because crooked judges in America, godless judges like Judge Krupa, they made a law from the bench. There is no legislatively, congressionally written law requiring the average American to file and pay income tax. The judges made it. Unelected super legislatures who are not supposed to be legislatures. They are not supposed to make law. Judges are forbidden to make law. The judges are supposed to only interpret and enforce the law. But no, not anymore. We've had for decades now, judges making law. These unelected people that do not represent the American people, that are not answerable to the people, they are making law. That's what the income tax law is judicially made. And the IRS says, oh, the courts have upheld the legality of income tax. That's what they say on their website. Oh, but judges, court cases. Okay. Yeah, I know about those crooked court cases. Yeah. I know about those crooked judges. Yeah. And I know about the group of crooked judges that claim that there is a law that requires the filing of income tax. Show me the law written by the Congress, by the representatives of we the people, those people who are accountable to us, that we get to vote them out every 2 or 6 years. Those people, show me where those people voted to impose income tax on the average American. Because I never did, and you cannot show it to me. Freedom Law School has had this award for 18 years, and the IRS and the employees well know it. I'll be putting folks on our website in the near future the name of a bunch of IRS employees and their managers and their lawyers and the lawyer manager, that's right, who know about Freedom Law School. Well, obviously been to our website many times. And none of them have ever attempted to claim Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. Not one, ever. Why? Why? If there is a law, the IRS employees and their lawyers and managers should know it, then just come on show it, then collect easy cash or the statute written by Congress requiring Americans to file income tax, right? Folks, you can send this to your congressmen, senators, by the way. Ask them for help. You know, really, you can. Ask your staff members to do that. See, IRS well knows about it. And the problem is, folks, is corruption is getting so bad now. These crooked judges are so brazen nowadays that, as you know, here we are in 2017, several federal judges have blocked the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who has the constitutional and statutory legal authority and duty to protect us from foreigners who might come and try to hurt Americans. He can stop him from coming, from visiting as a tourist or immigrant or refugee. He can do that. They blocked him. They claim he is religiously discriminating against these foreigners. Well, guess what? He could do that. He wants to stop Satanists, any kind of group out there, Muslims, whatever. He can do that. From any nations, he can do that. He just has the authority because these are foreigners. Americans have rights here in this country, not foreigners. You're Japan. You think Japanese says foreigners have rights in Japan? No. They say Japanese have rights. If you go to England, you think England says foreigners have rights? No. Only English have rights there. Privileges only foreigners have. Privileges you can take and give away. That's how crooked the judges are, folks, that become. So that's why even one of their own, when Judge Krupa gets charged, she cannot get away from this corrupt, evil system that she was a part of, that she'll prop up and propagate. And I invite her. If this goes to Judge Krupa, Judge Krupa, come on down and talk about it to Freedom Law School. Come and repent like Joe Manchin did. Repent from your wrongdoing. Repent from your evil doing. And force this income tax on the American people illegally. And expose the fraud. Do the right thing, Judge Krupa. And then help the American people. Come on the side of we the people. And stand for the we the people and the Constitution. Because we need more whistleblowers. People from the inside coming out and exposing the fraud. It's going to make a difference, folks. And what's going to make a difference is you going to your friends, family members, and giving them this show link. Let them listen to it. Check it out. And if I'm wrong, let them come and prove me wrong. Okay, folks. Well, I think I made the point for the call tonight for almost the last hour. The best thing to do is not filing. Don't file a 1040 income tax confession form. But you say, well, what do I do after that? What are my other options, babe? I don't file a 1040 form. Then what do I do? Very good question. Your next step is education. Now that you know it's dangerous to file a 1040 form, you educate yourself about this issue. So study Freedom Law School's website fully. Go to freedomlaw.org, also more there. But if you go on to education materials at Freedom Law School on our website right there on top center, go down, okay, and click on that. If you click on education materials there by itself, there's going to be more articles you see that are there, okay, that you might want to check these articles out. Education material, eye-opening material. Check out these articles, essays I've written. Educate yourself further about this stuff. You're going to get your education from Freedom Law School. Sign up for a free information package, free education package. Free freedom education package. That's a great start. Now your next step is to go further into more depth. Go to our YouTube channel. Check out a lot of our classes, speeches I've done. But if you want to get into to know it really well, go to Freedom Law School, okay, page. All right. And then go on the top right and on the course packages. On the top right, click on course packages, folks. And I've given choices for you guys, folks. I realize everybody's situation is not the same. We all would like to drive a Lexus, a Cadillac, or a Rolls Royce, or a Ferrari, or Lamborghini. Sure, but we cannot afford it, okay? I drive Cadillacs, but my Cadillacs that I drive are 20 years old, okay? So we just got to make do. You know, I can't afford a 2017 Escalade for about $100,000. I'd like to have one of those, but I can't afford it, okay? So I start with what I can. The top line Freedom Multiple has here is Royal Freedom Package. And one step below that is the Simple Freedom Package. One below that, Beginner's Freedom Package, then Quick Start Freedom Package, and then a Practical Road to Freedom, okay, from Oppressive Taxation Control Level 1. Okay. Now, I have some other courses, specialized areas. My favorite one is How to Buy a Home with No Tax Return, No Slave Surveillance Number as Social Security Number, No Credit, No Bank Loan. It's really doable, folks. And other courses Freedom Law School has. Okay. I had a bunch of other courses in the mid-1990s that go into specific areas like traffic tickets and some areas of taxes and go after corrupt government officials, you know, charge them, sue them, and different things in more detail. But where everybody should start is a Practical Road to Freedom. That's where everybody should start. This is the course, folks, that you should have. Everybody coming out of high school, you should know. 18 years old, guess what? You just got dumped in a big bad role as an adult. No longer a minor. Your parents are no longer responsible for you. You are responsible for your actions. You'll be held responsible. Do you know what to do if the IRS writes to you? The police stops you? Government agent comes and knocks at your door? What to say? What not to say? What to do? What not to do? No, of course not. You're not taught these things in high school civics class or 12th grade. They teach you a few little silly little basic stuff and kick you out. This course is perfect for homeschoolers and is really remedial for the rest of us as adults who are not taught these things in high school. Okay. And this course has been, I'm going to click on it if you check it out, okay, has been around since 1994, the fundamental basic course. And for the last 18 years, it's been only $300 with 100% unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. And I will extend the 90-day to 6 months or a year if you ask. If you just need more time to study it. Because I'm not here selling courses, folks. Freedom Law School does not sell courses. Freedom Law School sells freedom. Freedom Law School sells hope. Freedom Law School sells education. Freedom Law School sells empowerment. I sell self-confidence. Peace of mind that you, as an American citizen, can be the master of your public servant and stand tall on your rights and live free and breathe free in this land of the free and home of the brave that was meant to be free and unfortunately is not free like it was supposed to be, was meant to be. What can you do about it? You see here, a level one course, folks, it has basically 9 classes, okay? Talk about very different issues. It starts from fundamentals. What's the fundamentals? Introduction to law, freedom, and government, right? Very basics. 2, introduction to the types of courts and income tax, right? 3, introduction to law library and law books. Introduction to and for class 4, how to use a law library on video. This one's on video, number 4. It's all in audio. Number 4 is video. Take it to a law library. Actually see the law books for yourself. 5, effective responses to harassing government letters like IRS and state income tax agencies. Class 6, how to read and write effective court documents. Yes, you can do it. This immigrant from Iran, he could do it. And this is my second language, English. You can do it better. I did it without anybody guiding me with a course like this. You can do it even easier. 7 basic trial procedures, class 8 mock court, and class 9 techniques and strategies for free living. Folks, this course has over 200 pages of paperwork, 20 hours of audio, and not half a video. $300, $20 shipping. If you can't afford $300, no problem. Send $100. I'll let you make the rest of the payments. Literally, payments. If you don't like it, you're not happy with it, or you know, you really don't want to keep it, you know, you can send it to me back in good condition, and I'll give you money back, just minus the shipping costs. Free rental. Free rental. How can you get to go wrong with that? Okay. There's no reason why everybody should not have this course and have an opportunity to educate yourself about the law and your freedoms in America. No one should have that problem. Affordable, $300. $100 would make payments. Basically, library rental, you could say. You should have this course, folks. Every American deserves that chance. Give yourself that chance to get started at the minimum with this course of Freedom Law School. Okay. Now, let's go further. What's the further? You want to go more? Like most of you probably want to and can and should. Okay, Quick Start Freedom Package. What is a Quick Start Freedom Package? Well, I came up with a Quick Start Freedom Package about a year ago because for 1 hour of my time, I get paid $240 cash only for 1 hour of my private consultation. And the $240 plus the $300 for level one course and $20 for shipping comes out to be $560. And sometimes people are not sure whether they should do a one-on-one private consultation with me or get the education with a level one course, this Practical Road to Freedom course. They have to choose. And I thought, well, how about if I make it easier for you? You don't have to choose. I give you a discount. I give you a break. You get the level one course, a Practical Road to Freedom, and the one-hour consultation, both at a discounted price. Save yourself $70 and pay only $490, under $500 for the education and the help. Because doing that 1 hour, folks, I help people 99% of the time. People already understand when I talk to them one-on-one in 1 hour, in just 1 hour, exactly what the situation they got with the IRS or government harassing them, what they can or should do, what their options are, what's the strength and weakness of the situation, and what's the best way for them to go forward. And what are the chances of success? Okay. Doing plan A, plan B, whatever they do. Okay. So there it is, the Quick Start Freedom Package. One step above that is the Beginner's Freedom Package. The Beginner's Freedom Package, folks, it's really great beginning because it gives you the level one course. And it gives you, in addition, the further education material. Much of it from Joe Bannister with the People Foundation and other great patriots and patriot organizations who came before Freedom Law School, that good stuff. And I found these guys got great work. I'm not going to go copy them. I'm just going to get their stuff and include it in Freedom Law School. See, I've done Freedom Law School, done the looking around for you, shopping around for you, finding the best education material out there for you. You don't need to go out there and look it up on the internet. I've done it for you because I look it up for myself. It's all in here. In addition, what I love about Beginner's Freedom Package is you get you involved in restoring honesty in government by having you write letters to your congressmen and senators about the income tax fraud. That's right. And demand that they live by the oath to uphold the Constitution and get rid of this corrupt criminal income tax, which is a fraud upon American people. Okay, it includes that. If you want to see what that includes, well, I'll show you. If you go under education materials, go down to Educate Congress. Freedom Law School website under education material, go down to Educate Congress and click on that. And when in this page, when it comes up, you see at the bottom of it is a letter, the downloads. That letter, Reader's Agreements letter, that's why I recommend you, every one of you writes your congressman, your two senators, and your one House of Representative member. This is my letter I wrote. You can modify it if you want, to your taste, if you prefer. It's your choice. But there's a letter I recommend you write along with these attachments. These are stuff from Joe Bannister, the former special agent, with the People Foundation, who took Joe Bannister to the debate the government about income tax, but they never showed up. The government never can show up. They never will, because they know they're lying and they're covering it up. They rely on the corrupt judges to cover up for them. That's how high they do it. And so also Joe Bannister was charged by the government with tax crimes, but not for not having to file income tax. No, he was not charged for income tax, not filing charges, because they knew he would beat the government. So all that stuff is there, folks. And you could do it yourself. Download this stuff if you want, and for yourself to send it to your congressmen, senators. But let's go back to where we are. But here, this package is all put together nicely for you. The DVDs are nice DVDs with a nice cover, because they get the attention of your congressmen, senators, better than just the blank one you made on your own. It looks nice and more presentable. We want them to pay attention to us, the senators and House members. They're corrupt. Too often, they're lazy. They let their staff members filter our stuff and not even look at it. Well, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep trying. And they keep trying to get to these congressmen, senators. It's our job. It's our duty. The more of you join Freedom Law School and flood this material with Congress, someday, some of these guys are going to start looking at this stuff and pay attention and say, whoa, I didn't know about this. There's a few honest ones in there, folks, you know, and then they can start doing something on the political front. Not to mention, in case the government wants to come after you, try to put you in prison, guess what? You would be able to put them on trial the same way Joe Bannister would have put the government on trial. And the government did not want to come after Joe Bannister because they knew they would lose to him, because Joe Bannister would have put the government on trial, the IRS on trial, before 12 unsuspecting jury of American citizens. So you'll be in the same position. They're going to leave you alone. They go after an easier target. So you become a stronger person. They will not be able to come after you alone, because you've done preparations. You've done the right thing. You've written to Congressman Sanchez and asked him to show you the law. Okay. Now, the biggest fan package is only $900, and I've recently added half hour, 30 minutes of consultation with it also at no extra charge. This is new. It's not on there yet. It's been informal. I'll add it on there. And those are great starts, folks. Very affordable. You cannot afford $900, send $300. You can do a rest in payment, just like other programs. That's fine. And you can get going from there, because I want you all to work with Freedom Law School to get our freedoms back together and have you be free at the same time right now. Get educated. Start free now. The Simple and Royal Freedom Package, folks, these two, these are the top-of-the-line programs. You eventually, as soon as you can, you want to be in one of these. Most of you prefer the Royal Freedom Package, but I've given you a choice. The Simple Freedom Package, which we're going to click on that, okay, this includes a beginner's freedom package, a criminal legal defense fund, that if the IRS comes after you, Freedom Law School will pay the attorneys and paralegals to defend you, to retain your freedom, and unlimited consultation. Any questions you have, any issues, Freedom Law School, you know, is there to answer for you. And your paperwork you got, letters from the IRS, you know, send a copy to us for review. Okay, so Freedom Law School can see what it is and tells you what needs to be done, if anything. but any work that needs to be done. Responses to IRS's letters, whatever it is, will be extra charge, or you'll do it yourself. Okay. So this program is $4,000 to start, $1,200 for second year and each year thereafter. Okay. Now, the Royal Freedom Package, the top of the line program where most everybody wants to get to. If you can't get into it, folks, do it now. If you can't, come from these lower programs, step up and build yourself up there to the Royal Freedom Package. Because it includes what the Simple Freedom Package provides. And the key difference addition is that the Royal Freedom Package, all the letter writings will be done for you at no extra charge. Tax court, differentiating letters, collection due process hearing, summonses, they want to take you home, stuff, whatever. Freedom Muscle will do it all at no extra charge. And it's only $6,000 to start and $3,500 a year after that, $4,000 for Californians. And you know something, folks? There is no such program like this in America anywhere. No one has anything like this in America. No organization, no lawyer, nobody. It's absolutely unique. Had Judge Krupa been involved in our Royal Freedom Package program, she would not have been charged criminally. She would stay out of jail. I guarantee you that much. The crooked IRS may have tried to come after her civilly to take, steal her stuff, and may have succeeded at taking her toys and lose some money, but not her freedom. Judge Krupa would not have faced prison had she been part of Freedom Law School, Royal Freedom Package Program. Because she would have put the government on trial. Just like Joe Bannister would have put the government on trial. They never charged Joe Bannister for not having filed 1040 income tax confession forms. They try to tie him up with Al Thompson, a crazy guy, who he did a tax, 861 tax return for, and try to get his money back, the legal procedures that followed, and a speech he gave at Al Thompson's company in California. And they try to get Joe Bannister with a conspiracy charge or collusion. But there was no conspiracy. There was no collusion. The jury acquitted Joe Bannister. The government knew they would lose if they came after Joe Bannister for not having filed 1040 forms. Because he hasn't filed any since the year 2000. In 2004, they came after him. They charged Joe Bannister with 4 years of not having filed tax return charges. Tax evasion, they could have thrown in there on top of that. Because he paid the government nothing. But they didn't. You could be in a solid position like Joe Bannister. So would have Judge Krupa. So make sure, folks, start with the lower programs, like Beginner's Freedom Package, get up to Royal Freedom Package as soon as you can, because that's where you want to be. In my opinion, that's the safest thing out there. If anybody has a safer, better program, please let me know. I'm always curious. I'm always willing to learn and listen. Okay, well, folks, I give you some overview, some options you have to educate yourself, empower yourself, to live free. It's up to you to go forward from here. Let's go now to see if anybody have any questions. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Anybody has? And let's see. Do you have a question from a caller? From area code 916. If you have a question, caller, give me your first name only. And all of you, tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, because we want to know what works to reach out to the American people. And then go ahead and ask your question, my friend. Do you have a question? If so, please announce yourself now.
This is Greg.
Yes, Greg.
I heard about you. I think I heard about you from a Joe Bannister video on YouTube that led me to your website.
Very good. Very good, my friend. Very good. And how may I assist you, Greg?
Okay, so I think a couple days ago I received a demand for tax return from the California Franchise Tax Board They're saying that they believe that I need to file a 2015 income tax return. And they say I can either file it, I can provide evidence that I filed it, or provide evidence that I do not have a requirement to file a tax return. So I was wondering what if you had any advice as to how I should respond to that.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, California franchise, yeah, California franchise tax board, Greg, FTB for short, is the most corrupt, lawless, arbitrary of all state income tax agencies in America, far worse than the IRS. So that's one of the reasons I left California. I got sick and tired of that Mexicanian state. You know, they become totally, you know, illegality is taking over the place. They, rather than building the infrastructure of the state and taking care of the people, they give fat pensions to the government workers, and they pay for hospital and education of people coming to from Mexico illegally. You know, and the state's in a very disarray. So these people are hungry for money. They only want the money. They don't care about the law. They just want the money. To them, it's all about the money, 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 money. Government workers' pensions and the Democratic Party, you know, all the illegal aliens they want to support, who, because they all stand for Democrats. They just want power, power. That's all they want. The Democratic Party has become the illegal alien party, the government unions party, government employee unions party. That's what it's become, basically. So there are different things I know different people have done. Some people put on there, look, what I'm made is below your requirements that you have on the form. I've seen some people do that, and they tell me that has worked for them. And I know other people, they choose to challenge them. You can challenge them, but no matter what you say to them, other than that, or filing a tax return, a 1040 California 540 confession form, they're going to send you later on, within maybe another 60 days or so, another letter called Notice of Proposed Assessment. And that letter, the Notice of Proposed Assessment, NPA for short, will propose exact numbers against you, which you can challenge in a hearing within 60 days of the date of the letter. You write a response within 60 days asking for a hearing, and they can challenge it there. So those are the basic parameters. But let me ask you a couple of questions that might help you a little bit more. In 2015, what did you do for a living, and how much did you make approximately?
2015, I was a investment analyst, and I made probably about, I want to say about 46 or 47 thousand total.
And you were single or married? Any kids? In mortgage?
Single, no kids, no mortgage.
Okay, all right. And by the way, who'd you work for, a California company or out? Who'd you work for, by the way, a California company or out of California company?
Let me see. It was in California. It might be incorporated in another state, though, maybe because they have offices throughout the country. I'm not sure where they're incorporated, but the office is located in California. So,
well, one thing you may want to consider, I recommend, is consider, this is a good warning for you. It's a good warning for you. Get out of the Dodge. Leave California. Go to Nevada. Go to Texas, Florida, Tennessee. And no state income tax state, which $46,000 gives you a decent living. You know, in California, that you're struggling at $46,000 a year, you know. You know, people that think, oh, you Californians make so much money. Well, the housing cost of California make California the poorest state in the union. Do you know that in America? California has more people in poverty than the poor state of Mississippi. They say Mississippi, poor state. No, California is worse than Mississippi because of housing costs. are so ridiculously high that when you take that into consideration, you're poorer than the poor people of Mississippi.
Yeah.
So if you can, maybe what you do, something that uses your mind, you can do that out of California. Start looking at doing that. Same job, same company. Hey, I'm going to work at your different office. You have an office in Las Vegas? Let me go there. You have an office in Dallas? Let me go there. You're single, you're mobile. To you, that would be my advice, Greg. Let this be a warning to you. Start planning. You're still single. You know, this is a time for you to move. Not when you get married with kids. That's harder with children and family. Single, so look at that. That's probably my best advice to you. Is not just look at that little issue you got right now of this FTB letter, but the long-term view of what you're going to be doing. Get out of California. And you look like someone that could have options of going out of state and use your intelligence to make a living in a different place. So I suggest highly start looking at that. I prefer Florida. That's why I came here. But Texas is a great choice. Nevada is a good choice. And, you know, other ones. I like Texas and Florida better. Washington has no state income tax, but it's becoming corrupt like California. Oregon, Washington going down like California. Too many corrupt California socialists go up there. Okay, Alaska's too cold. You know, this South Dakota, no state income tax, but it's cold up there, you know. Tennessee's okay. No, New Hampshire's way up in the northeast out there is okay if you like that kind of weather. So that's my best advice to you that. Anything else, Greg, I can help you with?
So just basically wait till they send that proposed assessment and then go from there and go to their hearing?
Mm-hmm.
And then if that doesn't work, leave California?
If that doesn't work, you appeal to the Board of Equalization. So with that letter that will come to you, you have 60 days in writing to ask for a hearing. Then you go, you challenge them in the hearing. And then for that, you go to the Board of Equalization. And meanwhile, plan on leaving the state. Say, arrivederci. Bye-bye. Ciao. You know?
Yeah.
Look, New York is in the index of freedom states in America, New York is the worst state. Then comes California and then New Jersey. Okay? They're terrible. And that's why people leave those states. Okay? People leaving those states. So you're an intelligent guy. You know, you're single. This is start. So do that. And once you leave the state of California, eventually, you know, they can't even touch you, can they? You can pay them or not. It's totally your choice. If you live in Tennessee, you live in Texas, what can they do to you? Nevada, nothing. You can pay me if you want to or not. That's your choice, decision to make at that time. You have options.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Okay. You're welcome, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
You are most welcome, Greg. My pleasure. Let's go to the call from America 856. Call from America 856. If you have a question, please announce yourself now. No question there. And let's go from area code 864. Call from America 864. If you have a question, please announce yourself by giving your first name. I heard about Philly Law School, and then your question, please. Okay, no question there. We have a caller from area code 732. If you have a question, please announce yourself now. No question there. We have a caller from area code 714 in my old stomping ground, Orange County, California. If you have a question, my friend from Orange County, California, announce yourself now. Okay, no question there. Well, folks, I want to thank you very much for joining me on the Commerce Call tonight. Listen to our other Commerce Calls. You may find them informative as well. They all have different classes, different topics. And remember this, though. Freedom Law School is a tool of freedom. Tool of education and freedom and answers for you. But you are the one. They got to put the key in and turn it. And that Freedom Law School will work for you. We are there for you if you want us. We'll work with you to restore freedom for you and for America. I invite you to join hands with Freedom Law School and many other like-minded Americans who have come to Freedom Law School over the last 2+ decades and have you be free and have America become a free country once again. Good night, everybody.